I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 16-year-old Gabriel Olivas of Roswell was arrested on Tuesday and charged in connection with selling a gun to another teen who was then fatally shot by two other teenagers April 16th at Cajun Park. That according to a press release from Roswell Police spokesperson Todd Wildermuth. Because Olivas does not meet the state law age requirement of 19 to be in possession of a gun, he instead is charged with unlawful possession of a handgun and unlawful sale of a firearm. He's also charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor and tampering with evidence. Shortly after the purchase of the gun, 15-year-old Cameron Luna and 16-year-old Jorge Armendariz, both of Roswell, were gunned down in their vehicle. One person, another 15-year-old teenager, was arrested in Rio Doso on April 25th. He's charged with two open counts of murder. Centennial Resource Development and Colgate Energy entered into a $7 billion merger deal that would see the newly created operator focused on the western side of the basin along the New Mexico-Texas border. According to a press release, the deal between both companies is part of an ongoing trend amid oil and gas companies to consolidate as a means of cutting costs and driving up profits. When Roswell City Council meets in a special session on Thursday to finalize its fiscal 2023 budget, one of the items council will consider is whether or not to take on a renovation project of the International Law Enforcement Academy facility located at the Roswell Air Center, which was mothballed 2 years ago because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Finance Committee Director and Councilor Bob Korn says Aliyah was an economic boon for the city and they need to revive it.
They take up almost all the hotel rooms whenever they're here. Glad to have them. And it's a joint project with the City of Roswell and the State Department. It's a big deal. We're going to take care of it.
The program will bring in every month a class of international law enforcement personnel for training in the latest criminal justice techniques. During Monday's City of Lovington regular scheduled meeting, Skip Moorhead was named as the city's new fire chief. Moorhead had been the interim fire chief. He replaces former chief Terrence Lizardo, who resigned recently. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.